Hey, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
Let me tell you guys that I am so excited. I am so happy. I am really so thrilled to be right now sharing this amazing, glorious, super and exciting moment of my life.
We're going to talk about Brexit today, right? A little bit about what was happening. I mean, what's happening the whole time in Europe. And this whole fiasco with May's Brexit. Would you like to begin with your thoughts for the British people? As a German.
I think nobody has ever expected that this would take this turn and like carry on over 2 years, three years now.
When was the
vote itself was June 2016, June or July 2016. I think 24th of June 2016. I had a nice profit on my fake FX account, so that's why I still remember.
A nice profit? Oh,
yeah. I mean, I was just betting on British US dollar, British euro that day when the vote came.
Were you betting for them to stay?
10,000 euros profit, but it was just fake account. But yeah. I was still happy. The number was green.
I was doing the same thing in Investopedia, you know? Investopedia? Have you ever tried their software where you can bet and buy? Yeah, that was doing sometimes with oil and stuff. Since I have only virtual money in my mind, everything else is still very low. Well, let me just check the Brexit date.
I think it was June 2016 because I was still working back then and it was one of my last weeks.
June 23rd, 2016.
Okay, June 23rd.
Yeah, I remember I was in Montenegro, I was sleeping and they were 51.89% to 48.11%. That's tight. You know, in Montenegro for a referendum, that what was the margin? For the first time, I think, in history of any referendum, we had to vote 55%. Imagine the referendum when you have to vote 55%, not 51, 55, for some reason.
So
Brexit happened a long time ago, but at the same time, Britain had a long time to actually figure out how the fuck are they going to leave the European Union and also
prepare, and nobody did anything. They were just like, I think nobody was really aware after Boris Johnson back then, and was it Gordon Brown still then, Prime Minister?
No, it was, what's his name? Cameron. Was it okay. Cameron?
Then James Cameron. Cameron. Yeah, David then, Cameron, James Cameron.
Yeah, and then he resigned because of Brexit. Was that the whole thing?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
But then the guys resigned from the other party who won the.
And the original people involved and pushing for the Brexit are all, they all left the stage. Nobody cares about it anymore.
Besides Boris Johnson, who's like in the.
In the background.
Yeah, he's the whole time in the background. What I think for him is that he's really trying to be the prime minister. Also, like 3-4 months ago, you remember when they resigned from a couple of her ministers, May's minister, all of a sudden resigned from their positions. And he resigned as well. And there was like, they're trying to do something to take her out of her position. That's why I think also it's happening right now with rejecting everything that she puts on the table. I think in the end, she's going to have to leave. But yeah, they voted Brexit. The main guys who were pushing the campaign actually gave up.
It's actually some days ago. Two ministers quit over May's offer to work with Corbyn on Brexit.
Well, so this is continuing. I mean, they're just
like a protest.
People are just leaving the ship.
Quit, The rats are leaving the ship.
Yeah, the rats, right. And I mean, so there was Brexit. People resigned from one side, people resigned from other side. My theory is that people who were actually even campaigning for Brexit had no idea that they were going to win. So I think that they really stunned them. That's why these negotiations are taking so far. Because I think they really had no idea that this is going to happen. But I think how many times now May has negotiated with the EU, blah, blah, blah. And there are these disputes with the Irish border, right?
Yeah.
That's one of the main disputes.
Is it a hard border again? Because then when Brexit happens, the Northern Irish border would then between Northern Ireland, which is part of the United Kingdom, and the rest of Ireland. And then you suddenly have But two countries and a hard border in between. But again, like a tiny exclave almost.
But I was when I was going to Switzerland, there was I think there was no hard border. Why would there? You know, when you go to Switzerland, yeah. There's no hard border. Not EU.
This is then a special agreement. The problem between Northern Ireland and Ireland is that you have like a tiny, mini part that is not part of the country actually, and Ireland is the whole country on this island. So that's the problem. And when you have like a hard border, you have like a like an exclave that doesn't have to say anything on the island, but it's not part of the island. Also, that's the thing.
But can they just make a special agreement for that as well? I mean,
that's exactly what they were negotiating about, because the problem is Northern Ireland is then British and non-EU, and Ireland is then EU.
Yeah.
And then Great Britain and the United Kingdom originally left because they hated some EU regulations and they wanted to get rid of these.
Yeah.
So, and then they would again have to deal with it. I think this is what they don't like. Yeah. I can remember some people some guys representing Northern Ireland, the constituency.
Northern Ireland.
Yeah. No, they are talking very weirdly, like even like Scottish.
Oh, the fat guy in the parliament.
Which one?
There's one fat guy with the parliament who's always wearing like a green tie, and he's very proudful and he's super funny.
No.
I think he's from Labour or something.
Scotland's voices must be respected, Prime Minister.
When did they actually the European Parliament is no the votes are May 23rd. When did they get done with this Brussels deal? Was that last year already?
This whole thing, right?
The Brussels deal, May's negotiated. They're now debating.
I think they got done with this like not long ago, 3-4 months. And then she went to the Parliament. That's.
Yeah, she went to Brussels.
It took her a long, long time to negotiate the deal.
February 2019.
Yeah, so this year.
We return to Brussels next week to see the revision of her deal. No, that's already the revision. There was one deal even earlier, I think.
Do you think she Airbnbs in Brussels?
Yeah. I mean, she also gets the 300 euro session money, so it's cool.
Yeah, free lunch. Doesn't give a fuck. She's like, I'm gonna negotiate this again. I'm going to Brussels for free and I'm having a free lunch, and let's negotiate this deal again. No, I don't like it. No. I want to be back.
February, she was already going for a revision of the deal. Now they were pushing it like the past weeks. I was actually following the sessions of the parliament last week and 2 weeks ago. And then they were debating, can she put it forward? Can you bring it forward again? And it would have been the third. No, it was the
fourth
third
time.
And it would have been the fourth time. And
the same
then
deal.
John Bercow was saying.
Who's the wrong? Who's wrong?
John Bercow.
Should you introduce the people who are not celebrity. Watching? Can we play? Can we actually play a video?
We can cut it in later. No, the thing is. Then John Bercow was saying
order.
That based on order, based on EU guidelines, if it's neither different nor substantially different, it might not be brought forward again. So no, really, really said that. And that's basically the way he said...
Order! Extraordinary behaviour by the Honourable Lady, who's a very illustrious doctor.
May, please don't bring it up a fourth time. And then she said... Okay, let's change it. And then she also was announcing her willingness to talk to the other guys. So she's from Labour Party, right?
I think she's negotiating with Labour.
She's negotiating with Labour and she's from House of Lords. Yeah, part of House of Lords. And she wants to negotiate it now and
let's
team up
this.
With the House of Commons, I think.
I think, let me just check it because I was reading on Reuters. I think, she's negotiating with the Labour Party. But, wait. I'm confused with this British Parliament. But the guy he was mentioning, what's his name? The House Speaker.
John Bercow.
John Bercow. If you haven't been following, you can just Google him or YouTube him for videos, because he became a star of British Parliament because he's always yelling, order!
I think, I don't know, fivefold or tenfold?
The right honourable gentleman and the right honourable lady.
I learned a lot about the British Parliament, actually. I didn't know they are not... supposed to address each other directly, no direct speech. They are supposed to talk to each other in the honorable gentleman is entitled to do so, but I can only recommend the honorable gentleman not to do so anymore. But yeah, it's actually funny.
It's hilarious. I can't believe they still kept the old school way of speak, like the speech, like how the way they speak. What the fuck am I saying?
Yeah, actually, yeah, British English is like 10 times more complex than American English. It's actually
UK
funny.
Minister sees Brexit deal with Labour. Opposition wants flexibility.
Yeah.
So who's the...
It's Labour and UKIP, right?
The British government is optimistic about reaching some form of a deal with the opposition Labour Party. Yeah. To reach the Brexit. So yeah, the Labour is the opposition.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you have Labour and then you have Lords and Commons. But that's different. I think that doesn't have to do anything with the... You have Labour Party and then you have... what's the other one?
Or UKIP. United Kingdom...
Can you just Google the parties in British Parliament? Actually, this would be interesting to dissect because I've always known that there are like 2-3...
Parliament of the United Kingdom.
Yeah, but just the parties.
Just the parties.
The parties.
The party.
Where is the party? Yeah, I mean, the whole time this has been happening, the pound has been feeling it, the British economy, all the forecasts are a little bit lower, a lot of banks are trying to actually move their businesses out from UK because the longer that you have this political instability, the higher the risk for them, and let's see.
Yeah. So actually they have more parties, so in overall they have 650 seats, and the two... huge parties are Conservative Party and Labour Party. And I think Conservative is UKIP, like United Kingdom Independence Party.
Yeah.
I think so. Let me look that up, just to be sure.
Oh, I broke.
I have not the slightest idea about what the Honourable Gentleman was prating, so the matter had to be Googled for me.
Broke this.
Okay. Nice one.
Yeah. Why did I do this? Oh my God.
Yeah, UK Independence Party. The hard Eurosceptic right-wing political party in the United Kingdom.
Okay. Yeah, so that's they were pushing for Brexit probably.
Yeah, Anti-Federalist League. Okay. The Article 50 Brexit. The thing is, what is it actually about all this Article 50 thing they're talking about all the time? Article 50, I think, is, let me see, Article 50 of the Lisbon Treaty. It sets out how EU countries might voluntarily leave the Union. Mm. So this is what the British Parliament has been discussing about and debating about, should this thing come to bear or not.
I mean, does it count for them or no? Should I follow it or...
So the thing is, it's to some sort, it's like a... It's to buy themselves time. It's to buy the British Parliament some time and the British people, because the Brexiters or the pro-Brexit members of the parliament are all just trying to extend and extend and extend.
Because they were originally about, they were supposed to leave on March 25th, yeah. Right?
And Article 50 says, any member may decide to withdraw from the union in accordance with its own constitutional requirements. And the discussion now arising from this is, what are the own constitutional requirements? So this is now what they're talking about. How do we move out? Do we, when we leave, is it like a... soft Brexit, is a hard Brexit, it is a no-deal Brexit. What is going to happen with the taxation, double taxation, tariffs, all the student stuff? For example, my friend used to study in Warwick, now he's working in London, so he got basically the last year before all the shit went south. So I don't know how this is supposed to be, like Erasmus stuff, all the student loan things for EU, because when you want to study in UK and you get a student loan for EU, you have excluded Great Britain, theoretically, so yeah.
I think at the same time, what they're realizing is maybe it might be the fact that it's very hard to leave the EU. I mean, even if you want to leave the EU, after being in EU for 60 years, you're so connected between each other that it's very, very hard logistically just to leave.
Yeah, but this is exactly what the Labour Party is arguing with. Like, we're so
connected
with these, yeah. So interconnected, why should we leave now?
So many students in when I was in London, everybody, there's so many Italians, there's so many Spanish people. They're like, the fucking city is super international. Everybody's studying, there's so many students. So what to do with them? The visas, tariffs, they probably import everything from
the problem continent. Is now, the problem is now, The only real quantifiable detail in the article is a provision that gives negotiators 2 years from the date of Article 50 notification to conclude new arrangements. So basically...
That's the deadline.
I think that's the deadline. And Article 50 maybe came to bear 2 years ago, and now we're approaching the deadline. Maybe that's what we're talking about.
Right.
April and May deadline, whenever it's going to be. And a failure to do so results in the existing state falling out of the EU with
no that deadline. Sorry. Let me just... The deadline for the article, the 2 years after Article 50 was March 25th or 24th. Then they went and postponed it. From EU, they told her, okay, you can postpone it until the European Parliament meets. And then when the European Parliament meets, you're either going to meet with us. And then it means you're not going to leave for next year.
Yeah.
Or you're not going to meet with us. And there's going to be issues. And this is your deadline.
Yeah, because the problem is in May, I think around May 25th, they're already voting for EU Parliament seats.
April 15th. That's okay. Why it's the deadline.
But then what's the problem? If they're not gone by then, they can theoretically, or they have to be voted? They have to be
seats. in the Parliament if they haven't left, because they're still technically in the EU.
And then they can... leave. Can't leave anymore. That's why.
Yeah, they can't leave, at least for a year. So that was the whole issue with this. That's why they don't want to extend this again. But I don't see how the EU Parliament, UK Parliament is going to vote on this. One opinion I have, I think that kind of everybody, in my opinion, I think everybody's kind of trying to sabotage Theresa May. So they just want to get her out of the prime minister position. I mean, I'm not aware of what exactly they're negotiating. I don't know if that's available online or stuff. But, I mean, we talked about a little bit about the most famous points of the agreement, which is this Irish border, the visas, the trade and stuff. That's very important. But at the same time, I think people in the parliament don't really like Theresa May. And at the same time, I don't know why is she pushing the same... What, did she expect a different result? Like, every time her result really got fucked. Because in this podcast, we are allowed to say fucked.
Order!
Fucked. No, actually, I think it's the tactic. You're trying to annoy people. It's like, hey, mom, hey, mom. And then you give in at a certain point and just say yes.
Or maybe, you know, like lobbying, negotiating behind the scenes. Who knows what she was doing? But it doesn't seem like it's working at the same time. And then I read an article. Theresa May leaves the parliament frustrating. Boris Johnson seen with a huge grin. I think that's when they were voting for her, no confidence. But actually, I was thinking they're going to oust her then. But then they voted confidence. It's British. If you're from Britain, you're weird.
The parliament forbade her then to bring it on a fourth time. Then John Bercow was saying, no, you can't bring it.
You remember they had like the no confidence vote for her?
Yeah, but that was earlier.
That was earlier. But I was thinking that was, I think, the first time she brought it, and then they voted they didn't vote on it. I mean, they rejected it, and then they voted on her confidence. When was it?
January. No confidence vote. January 2019.
Yeah, because she went to Brussels, and then she came back with a deal, and the guys were like, "Fuck you! This is not a good deal. Go back to Brussels." And then she again came back for the free lunch, of course. Came back and they rejected this thing again, and then they voted on her confidence or no confidence in the government, in the prime minister, and they gave her confidence. And I mean, it's weird. And now they're rejecting her on every step. So this is really bizarre. Like, oh yeah, we trust you, but no, well, let's not do this and let's not do that. It's probably hard to be her right now. She's probably not sleeping well.
Back then in January, Jeremy Corbyn, the guy she wants to cooperate now, was defeating her motion, was defeating her way to bring it forward a first time, I think, or a second time back then. So she survived the no confidence vote. They only defeated her motion. They defeated her intention to hold a speech on Brexit and how she thinks it's a good thing. That's the motion in British Parliament. And then... still in the same week, one day later, the lawmakers rejected her deal.
So who are the lawmakers? I don't get this. Who the fuck are the lawmakers? Is there like a group of lawyers who are making the law, and then they're like the ones?
The way I get it is all the representatives are bringing forward their arguments, and then they are calling for a conference again, only with the party members, and then they develop like a bill for it, like a law bill.
Okay.
A first draft of the plan they are trying to bring forward, and then the lawmakers in the background, like all their attorneys, are saying this is working, this is not working. So basically, this is the first draft that might still collide with other.
Yeah, but to which party do lawmakers belong? Or does every party have their own?
I think lawmaker is just a.
Can we Google it?
Umbrella term, to.
For the people who are in the parliament.
For all the representatives of the parliament.
Really. Actually, because they vote on.
They are developing a first draft of the bill.
Right.
Of what could be the plan, and then it might at this point still collide with other regulations of the EU or of Great Britain or with interests of other parties, and then they are bringing it as a motion to the parliament and saying, here, this is our plan, and then other party members can say, no, change this, or the other party can say, no, change this, or John Bertrand says, order.
Order. The right honorable gentleman. So and the right honorable lady.
UK lawmakers rejected every available option.
Yeah, just Google who the fuck are the lawmakers, because I've been confused, but it makes sense. It's probably the yeah. I mean, we're trying to actually, I think, can you try not to, yeah. We're actually trying to dissect this because I don't know about you, but many people that I know are confused by the how the parliament works, and I think majority of the people in general wouldn't know. I have no idea. Yeah, I've been watching this and I kind of got a sense that there are two parties and they're what they're doing, but the real way. You know that actually the Canadian parliament looks very similar to the British parliament? It's the same
structure?
Yeah. Exactly the same. I saw it 2 days ago. I was like, what?
They're
just missing the order.
Yeah, yeah. Three lawmakers quit UK leader Theresa May's party. So basically, lawmaker is just an umbrella term for everybody in the parliament. Because they make bills, they develop bills, they pass bills, and they discuss about it. So lawmakers is just everybody sitting in the British parliament. Excluding John Bercow is a lawmaker. Because Bercow is just the speaker, I think.
Yeah, you definitely have to Google John Bercow. Just YouTube. If you're at work or something, it's gonna make your day. It's like a... Like going back two centuries.
Oh, I think this is the guy.
Who? I can't see from here.
The guy with the green tie. He's like from Scotland.
Oh, yeah. He's a Scottish.
The Scottish people do not agree on this thing. The Brexit is not good for us.
We cannot move forward. We do not accept this agreement. It's so funny. It's hilarious. It's hilarious, really. And I think there was a big, the big, because I think Scotch, like the drink and all the whiskey and stuff comes from Scotland. And there was like the big thing, oh, will there be a tariff on whiskey and stuff? And everybody was like, no, we are not supporting this. Yeah, it's so bad. I mean, yeah, that's just one of the points.
So yeah, the current state.
But at the same time, actually, like everybody's discussing like the impact this might have on the UK and blah, blah, blah. At the same time, EU is in some deep shit at the moment. Like, what's happening is not good
with or without Britain. So it's just that Britain will stand alone or has to be more independent when everything goes south.
True, but at the same time, it's this, like, procrastination and everything, it just puts more risk in EU. Like, they're dealing with Italy, they're dealing with this, Italy signed the contract with China, have you seen?
Yeah.
But Montenegro also signed that they're going to come to your country and they're building our highway for the Silk Road. Italy signed it as well, so basically Chinese are now in your territory. And this US is like, no, 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 you have to ban all the guys. You can't work with the Chinese, you can't work with the Huawei. Of course, UK bans Huawei, or like now they're condemning it. There is a huge power thing happening. And then they have Orban, that I read somewhere that he was like doing Nazi salutations or something, the Hungarian guy. So they're like all over the place, kind of, in the EU. And the economy is great. After the whole stimulus, the projections are great. It's like the growth next year is going to decrease by 0.2 to like 0.8%, and we've been growing at the rate of 1.2 with a huge stimulus of the fucking ECB.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, right now Europe doesn't really want to admit that the recession is approaching, and nobody wants to talk about it. Everybody says, like, yeah, it's only a growth dent.
Yeah,
we're still growing. Everything's still cool because the problem is now it's a psycho game. It's market psychology. If you now openly say we have trouble, then you have trouble because everybody knows you have trouble.
Yeah, I think Europe is like on a crossroad in general. Like, if Europe is really going to merge all the way, and then the possibilities for growth are crazy, or is it going to kind of fall apart? Because I think at this current state, there won't be a lot of. Because what are they going to do? They can only do like fiscal stimulus, and that's it, basically. Because they don't have control of how the countries put their taxation or how the countries. You can't control a country's policy. You can just do monetary policy, basically. Yeah.
And for that, the market environment is too different. Like,
yeah,
Italy needs a different stimulus than Poland. Poland needs a different stimulus than Croatia. Exactly. So
it's kind of, I don't know.
You can only do some general stuff, but other countries will get more harmed by this than... Yeah, some countries will get more harmed by this than other countries. And for some countries, it might make no difference at all. So,
yeah, I mean, it's either going to become United States of Europe or it's going to be like...
But I also don't know, I also don't think that... if Great Britain leaves, it wouldn't make a difference to them. It's not that it would be easier to them to survive the recession because the corporate
confidence.
Yeah, no, for just Great Britain alone. Okay. Like, the corporate confidence index is like super low. Everybody is like pissed off by the Brexit. Nobody really wants, like, some people are like, I mean, some CEOs, some subsidiaries were threatening they're going to leave when the Brexit happens, but let's see how true that is at the end of the day.
But I think for them it's very... if they leave without a deal, it might be very problematic. Because, like, imagine if you're a bank or something and now you're leaving without a deal, you don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah,
you like, absolutely have no idea what's going to happen next year.
A hard border is like, I think we had it once in economics, a hard border is like a distance of, or equivalent to a distance of 3,000 kilometers. Yeah. Like, it's to the same extent diminishing and hindering trade, like 3,000 kilometers away. So.
And also the fact that you don't know if this, maybe it won't happen, maybe it will, but like, nobody who invests money likes not knowing what's going to happen next in the country. Like, that's why political risk, are you supporting my preaching? That's why he was nodding. He said, that's why the nobody invests in like fucked up countries, because where are you going to invest? And then tomorrow, oh yeah, the government comes.
And the British pound traders.
Hola, ¿qué tal? That's what's happening in Venezuela. The government comes like,
hey. How's it going? Okay,
yeah, but it's a confusing age, day and age. And really, it's been like 4 years and they still can't negotiate this. And it seems like it's been forever. And it looks, at least in my opinion, that they're like, I don't see a deal coming.
What I don't really understand completely is what have they been doing from 2016, from the vote, until 2019? Is there basically a plan in place? Has ever been negotiated last year, then Brussels, and then the revision of Brussels, February 2019? And then suddenly they don't like it anymore? Or have they just been lollygagging all the 2 years, and then they decided 2 months before, like the good old assignment time schedule? Oh no, I can do this exactly tomorrow. We have 2 days left.
It's when, you know, when you have some assignment that you don't like to do, and then you procrastinate. Okay, yeah, I can do it. I can do it. Yeah, let me do this first. Yeah, I can do
that. On the last day.
And then last 3 days, like, fuck, we have to vote on this. It's like, no. Exactly, man. I don't get this. It really, it's like a children's play at the same time.
But everybody gets good money.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if you're a parliamentary, you're just going every day and having some arguments, getting paid a lot for lobbying as well. And why not? Mm. Yeah. In Montenegro, you get paid the best.
But you can basically stay in the parliament and say, don't say anything. I've noticed that when watching the parliamentary sessions, they just sit there, they're chill a bit. A lot of people are just typing on their phones. No, you don't know.
And then Theresa May comes, Bill, come on, support my bill. Support my bill. You're like, yeah.
Okay, no, you don't know. Are
what about this equity investment?
Exchanging proper messages? Is it something important related to politics? Or are they just chatting, hey, should we want to go to Subways later? Or...
Yeah, but imagine if you're like in one of these, you're a parliamentary in one of these countries that's like important, right? Like UK, US, your vote actually doesn't only count for you, US. Even if it only counts, you're so powerful. Your vote means a lot. Like, if there's legislation is passed in the US, it can impact the whole world. And you might imagine how much lobbying is going on. Like, the companies, how much money is going on through them.
You know what actually looks weird? Like, when watching this, you know this table, right?
On the Borders Parliament? Yeah.
It actually looks like super untidy. And I was thinking this all the time when they were standing there. You have this, you have the two boxes where the microphones are on.
Yeah.
And then the representatives speaking from each party are just standing there. And then you have the books in the middle. It looks super untidy. I mean, it's supposed
to be... Yeah, and they're yelling. And it's pretty... I would expect
it looks weird, actually. Like, it looks like...
I would expect their parliament to be civilized. And then you turn on the YouTube channel or whatever, where you watch them, and then it's like... The whole parliament, everybody's yelling. I'm like, what the heck, man?
The nays have it.
And the nays have it.
Order!
It's so funny.
And did you know, actually, that there's one guard, when everybody has left, that the guard takes this scepter, this golden scepter, and brings it out of nowhere? Like, at the end of the day... There comes one
guy. It's probably tradition or something.
Salutes and then brings in the... Yeah, it's like some tradition. Then brings this golden scepter. Maybe it's the king's scepter. I don't know. Yeah. And brings it away. Like, he carries it out.
Queen. What the fuck?
King? Yeah, I mean...
Queen.
Don't judge.
Order.
Don't assume her gender.
Yeah. Imagine if the queen changed her gender and became... Or she became a gender fluid and she changes from queen king to queen all the time.
King Elizabeth II.
Now, king, queen. I swear, that's like the next news. Queen Elizabeth decides to change her gender. I think I would commit suicide.
Okay.
I would say over.
Yeah, and basically the latest news on Brexit, the latest stages now, May has announced her collaboration with Jeremy Corbyn, the leader of the Labour Party.
Because EU refused their proposal to extend.
Yeah. And now they are... But it also says EU is willing to give like a short extension, like a short final extension to sort things out to...
But wait, check the date on that article, because...
The article is April 6th. It's from today. 2:42 GMT.
Well, you're reading from New York Time?
No, that's Bloomberg.
Yeah, so I guess wherever you go, there's like a different story, you know, like Reuters is like, yeah, it's over, and there it's like, yeah, they're going to will. I mean, it's up to interpretation.
Jeremy Corbyn is basically implying, he said the Brexit referendum, the vote of the people has to be considered, no matter what happens. So basically the vote will not be revoked and not be reverted. They will not make a second vote for the people. The rest will only be happening, whatever is going to be happening between the two parties. That's incorrect, but fuck you.
It will be happening, whatever is going to be happening for the parties.
Whatever is going to happen, it's only going to happen on a parliamentary level, parliamentary session.
Yeah, they're not going to vote again. I mean, but that makes sense for me. Like, if you have some kind of a democracy or whatever, especially in UK, when that's like a long tradition, you have to respect. Still, you have
and
to
the
respect.
Current request
you just have to go with it now.
Yeah, the current request is to delay until June 30th.
Yeah. But then I think what actually might happen, they might delay it by a year, because then if they delay it by June 30th, then the EU says, okay, you have to participate now in the voting because you're still in the EU. And then they participate in the voting, and then that means they're staying for another year.
And maybe it's then like, when we don't say anything about Brexit anymore, when we are now back in the EU Parliament and have gained some seats in the Parliament, maybe then we... don't talk about it anymore, and then people forget it, and next year we behave as if nothing has ever happened. Like, what? Brexit was that?
No, it might be not the 100-year war. This might be the 100-year negotiation. It's like you die, your son and your daughter, and they're still, they're still going on with the negotiations. Through three generations, they're still negotiating. Order! Yeah. And he's still alive.
So Great Britain is requesting until June 30th, but EU still needs to be convinced.
Yes.
If June 30th is actually worth it.
And I think we can look at some financial consequences of these negotiations, because I think the pound fell a lot especially in the current, every time they refuse her refuse her proposal, the pound falls. I think I think it fell by a substantial bit.
Let me see.
And then EU is also impacted by this risk.
To the very nice FX section of Bloomberg.
Yeah, we're sponsored by Bloomberg. They pay for our
Next week. Michael James Bloomberg is coming and talking a bit about.
Talking about why his surname is Bloomberg and his family traditions. We're fucking around while we find actually some data. God bless internet. And really, Bloomberg should be compensating us for this.
GBP euro? Do you want to have GBP euro?
No, but why don't you just... you can just take the graph. Why are you converting it?
No, because there's like the past 90 days.
Yeah, I mean...
Past 90 days. Or do you want to have back? Like,
yeah, do 90 starting? Days. Do 90 days. Let's see.
January 7th, New Year's, around this time starting.
Yeah.
It's 110.69, so basically you need 110.69 to buy 1 euro. I get that right? I get a master in finance?
What? No, you don't need 110 pounds to buy 1 euro.
110? GBP 2 euro.
Yeah, so 110?
110.69.
Today?
No, wait.
It's impossible, man.
1 British pound is just 1.16 euro. It fell.
Only 1.16 euro.
Yeah.
You know?
But this is today now. This is today.
Yeah, wow, this is crazy. Okay, so you see, because you see, my friend, you just need to use Google properly. Look, the whole graph.
I have not the slightest idea about what the honorable gentleman was prating, so the matter had to be Googled for me.
So, we can... Yeah, but actually this is not the lowest it has been. It has been on 1.13 euro. You know when I was in London, you know what was the exchange rate? 1.28. So like this is 1.16. So they're getting closer. I mean, it has an impact. It has a big impact on the economy.
But at the beginning of the year, it was at 1.10.69 at the absolute lowest, January 7th, and then it rose.
To that's 1, when there the 16. no confidence vote that everything was happening.
And then it rose all the time, 1.16, 1.17. So basically, the currency appreciated. So you need now more British pounds to buy a euro. So the currency is at the end of the day.
I mean, appreciated from then, but in general, like in the historical sense, it fell like the last 2-3 years. Yeah, we can choose here. We can choose.
But if you want to now draw a connection between the
political
events and the currency and starting January, then
yeah,
it appreciated. So it got.
I think when they started with the like, as soon as they went, like you can see in January, it's like 1.10. And then as soon as that's basically when they refuse her and then, okay, let's vote on her no confidence. That's the lowest point because there's the most uncertainty. So you don't know what's going to happen. You're thinking probably if you're a skeptic, oh yeah, they're going to vote her out and there's a complete chaos and they have like 3 months to vote another prime minister in and then vote again. Imagine what will happen. Like it would be even crazier. And they voted. Maybe that's why they gave her the confidence because they were thinking like, if we vote her out, it's impossible to do this. Like, and then it rebounded to 1.17, 1.18, and now it's at 1.16 because they're not doing anything. Like, it's been like this for a long time. And
up and down. Yeah, February.
I also think that jobs in financial sectors are slowly decreasing because I was reading that many big banks are moving jobs from London to Frankfurt. Like, not moving, but like.
Transferring.
Increasing the subsidiary, let's say in Frankfurt, while the London one decreases. They're basically diversifying their risk.
Yeah.
So like the more risk there is in the UK, they close some jobs, send them in the other to the other country. And also, I think Paris has gotten some traction, but mostly Germany because, they might want to finance another expedition.
Expedition there.
No, we're fucking around. We shouldn't start on this. but what do you think, Bill? Should we leave with one prediction? How long have we been going on? Like 30, 40 minutes?
Let's see. How long are we talking? And bullshitting? 38 minutes, 38 seconds.
Yeah, I think we can close it out. I think whoever was listening kind of maybe knows how the parliament looks. There are two parties. There are two big parties. There are many other parties, but the two big parties:
Conservatives, Labour Party.
Labour Party. There's John Bercow, or the Right Honourable Gentleman,
yeah.
And the Right Honourable Lady, who's the Speaker of the House. you should definitely Google his name. Yeah, and they're voting for the fourth time on the Brexit deal, right?
Yeah, and they are requesting now from March 1st.
Yeah, they're extension because, or actually, they might not even vote. They need an extension because they've been voting for like at least three times, and it was always the same deal, and every time they rejected it. And the noes have it.
Yeah, and
the nays, the nays, right?
The nays have it.
The nays have it.
And then everybody, hey!
Yeah. It really, it's like from a pub. Like it looks like it's a pub 100 years ago. And the nays have it. Hey! That's basically the song.
And on the principle that important decisions should not be taken except by a majority, I cast my vote with the noes. Yeah! So the noes have it. The noes have it.
And under the line, we can say as soon as they're passed April 15th, they are locked again in the EU because then the EU vote, the parliament votes again.
I mean,
when they get voted, they are locked. They are again trapped in the EU for another year.
Kind of, yeah. So what would you, what would you say? What would you say? What would be your right honorable prediction?
Not
prediction. What do you think? In 1 year, in 1 year, are we going to be sitting here and discussing the same negotiation? One year older.
In 1 year, you can come to my estate in Los Angeles, and then we can discuss it there if you want.
Yeah, nice.
But in, but in 1 year,
I like the optimism.
Yeah, but in 1 year, I think
you're gonna have a tent somewhere in LA.
I think they will. They will strive for the super mildest Brexit ever, because they know they're going to damage themselves severely.
So you think it happens?
I think it happens. In but 1 year, I think it happens. But they are saying like, oh yeah, but let's stay friends.
Yeah, I think Theresa May by June is not anymore in office, and they leave without
actually,
the deal.
I want to see what they're doing afterwards, because I wonder what Boris Johnson is actually doing officially, and what Theresa May is going to be doing then officially afterwards when they're not MP anymore. No, when they're not Prime Minister anymore, PM, the other way around.
Yeah, but I mean that's my guess. I have a feeling that they're trying kind of to reject everything that she puts on the table, but I might be completely wrong, so don't take this to your heart, because I'm an idiot in general.
This shall not be regarded as the last ruling to what this matter.
Order. Yeah, and the nays have it. So, yeah, I mean, the nays have it. Let's leave on this. It was a nice discussion, Mr. Right Honorable Gentleman.
I hope you enjoyed it. Enjoy your Saturday, Sunday, whenever you listen to it.
Yeah, and we're soon coming with some guests. So that's why we wanted to do this a little catch up and also discuss about this, because it's really important kind of a discussion. Because, yeah, it has global impact, not only for UK. We live in a connected world, people. Good day, dear sire and madame.
Bye.
Bye.
I said bye.